All right. A couple more, and then we'll move on.
Are you interested in including working waterfront more broadly in addition to
That's working waterfront is obviously, but the question is, and this is the planning part, I keep saying this, what does it mean to have a working waterfront in a tourist town?
That's a good question.
Is a restaurant where people are using the views and making money off of it working waterfront?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But those are the issues that we're going to come up with.
Yep. That's definitely a really interesting question to dive into. And what does a working waterfront mean for Rockland? Which might be different than what it means for Tremont. Anything else, Mike?
I've got a couple of things I'm going to add just from what I see down there on a day-to-day basis. Some of this probably might not be relevant. Break wall for the inner harbor was brought up at one point.
Kind of water quieting.
Yep.
Wave attenuation of some sort.
So like a wave attenuator kind of thing?
Yeah. Correct, yeah. All the parks that the city owns, you know, Snow Marine Park, Harbor Park, Bowie Park, Fish Pier, for instance, as well. Dual use, so when cruise ships are in, for instance, you know, people can still get to their dinghies and so on and so forth during the fairs. It's relatively difficult to get to your boats during the festivals and so on and so forth. So if we had a dual use set up, parking is a huge issue. I know it's not harbor, but I get that on a daily basis. Bathrooms, so leads into infrastructure.
And city infrastructure is in scope. So.
Yep. That's a big one. That seems to limit cruise ships size, as well as dual usage of the Harbor Park and the public landing because they're co-located. Bathrooms is a huge one. One of the hardest ones to capture, I think, is the future revenue for recapitalization projects on the waterfront. So, you know, let's face it, what we've been making in the past just is not covering what it's going to cost to maintain it and recapitalize 10, 20 years from now. So relying on grants is just not a good way to do business, I don't think.
Yeah, we need a match for the grants, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's one that's
Yeah, other than that, you guys nailed.
What about houseboats? Is that an issue here yet?
Oh, that's another one. Yep, it's not yet. I've only received one attribute. Your wife, yeah. That was interesting because there's nothing on the books. Not a single thing, really.
Yeah. No, we've had them in the past, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been, yeah. But there's no talk of it in any of the Airbnb on the water. I mean,
that'll be an issue to contemplate at some point.
Awesome. Anything else?
As you know, things will come up as we go through these.
Yep.
So
this is not need to be, all
right,
we're not done with the, we don't have to be done with the conversation just because we wrote it down and I'm stopping now. And I think as we kind of refine different things and try to organize it, other little issues are going to pop up that we can definitely try to add in. Again, I think the kind of the idea is let's get all the big topics on there and then we can see how we sort of integrate the discussion so we're not, you know, shotgun approach to discussing all these things so we can actually kind of think about them a little more.
Can I say one thing quickly?
Yeah.
I've been a big part of the Rockland Heart and Soul process, which has involved interviewing about 300 people. And one of the questions we ask people is, what do you care most for in Rockland? What's most important to you? What matters to you? And I would say that 75% of the people we talk to reference the water. It's the breakwater, it's the Harbor Trail, it's the views, it's the ocean, it's, you know, whatever they, however they describe it, but it has to do with the water. And I think the community at large feels a huge connection to the water, and I don't know how to address that in terms of subject areas, but it's not just businesses, it's not just cruise ships, it's not just boaters, it's people who just live here because they love us.
Yeah, maybe I might suggest that that's like an overarching theme, and that everybody at this table, I'm assuming, has that pretty much same feeling in terms of how that, you know, thematically works in the harbor plan, and that's what we're trying to protect and enhance. And as you are on the comp plan committee, I think hopefully you'll kind of continue to be
badger
the conscience.
You with that.
Yeah, be the conscience, right?
I'll badger you with that.
That's good. That's what we want.
But I think what you just right said, now. A lot of us.
Oh, I'm sure. You wouldn't be here otherwise. But, right. You know, there are a lot of people who don't,
yeah.
You never see at the harbor, who feel that way.
Yeah. And getting on to the concept of consensus when we come across big issues is, as long as we all take that as the reason we're here, is to, because everybody's involved in the harbor. It's not an either or, and I'm not here for just one reason. I'm right. Here for all of the reasons.
Yeah, I think as we're getting into the whole, into the nitty gritty of some of these things, if we can always come back to the fact that that statement right there is what we all can agree on. Whether or not we have a slightly different opinion on what the best approach is, you know, we're all here for the greater good and for this community. And that's our common objective in the end. So, great segue.
Now, one other one that might go on the list just as a placeholder is experiential tourism. You know, when I think about the schooner fleet and Captain Jack and some of the harbor uses that exist today, what we do with it, I'm not sure, but it should probably be on the list for you all to think about when you're thinking about diverse uses and how everything works together.
Okay.